Saving and everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Best Air Ultimate Allergen Air Filters. They trap large airborne particles to keep allergens out of your home, and they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Best Air products at Menards and refresh your home today. View our selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening now. Save big.
In the middle of Name That Tune, dominated so far by Hot Wings. He loves songs that are ballads and have questions in them.
I love questions.
And today's theme is questions, so shoe fits.
Mm-hmm.
It is time for Tune and Clue number 7. In the 1998 film The Wedding Singer, which is set in the 80s, a member of the wedding band is clearly modeled after the lead singer of this band. At one point, he is thrust into the spotlight and sings this song twice. Steve.
Maitland. You really want to hurt me, boy George?
Do you really want to hurt me? Do you really want to make me cry? Precious kisses, words that burn me. Lovers never ask you why. In my
Hot
heart, the fire is burning.
I think I'd like to steal on this one.
Oh, yeah.
Hot Wings.
You really want to hurt me by Culture Club.
Yes, it is Culture Club, technically.
Like, he wasn't solo yet.
Precious people always tell me.
They had a lot of great songs. I really like Culture Club.
We move along to Tune and Clue number 8. Having searched for love, the man in this soft rock song suspects he's finally found it. A powerful feeling that has him in its grips, and he frequently finds himself looking forward to being with the lady in his life. As he waits on her phone call, he wonders whether this wonderful feeling is love or if he's dreaming instead. Here's your tune.
Hot Wings.
After Hot Wings guesses.
Is This Love by Van Halen?
Is this love?
I'm wrong.
Steve.
Van Halen.
Wait, what'd you say? Oh my God, I'm sorry. Steve.
Is This Love Def Leppard?
No.
No.
Free beer.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Is This Love Foreigner?
No.
Can you play it?
No. I just looked it up.
I was just sitting here the whole time going, I didn't know this was Van Halen.
Yeah, it's not Van Halen.
No. I was thinking of it.
Malin, do you know it?
Probably, but not right now.
We're all gonna kick our own ass here.
Is This Love by Whitesnake?
Yes, Whitesnake. Sorry.
Well, when you were describing it at first, I was thinking it was a different song by Foreigner, and then I went, "Oh no, it's this!" And then I said, "Van Halen."
Oh my god!
That doesn't feel right.
Imagine David Lee Roth singing this.
When Steve guessed Boy George for the previous song, that's who the guy in The Wedding Singer dressed up as.
Right,
which is why I was like, yeah, okay, fine. But yeah, two in a row where my brain's been a little off. Okay, now we move on to Tune and Clue number 9. This song is about a calm surrender to the rush of day, when the heat of a rolling wave can be turned away. An enchanted moment that sees you through. It's enough for a restless warrior just to be with you. You guys are going to know the song the moment it starts. Here's your tune, number 9.
There's a calm surrender.
Steve.
Oh,
Steve.
Maitland.
Oh,
Can
Hot
You
Wings.
Feel the Love Tonight by Elton John?
That's right.
Yeah.
Restless Warrior.
Tonight. I was led to rest. And so now.
I think we can all agree, not his best work.
Not enough songs about vagabonds.
Not enough. No.
Well, it was also when like two cartoon lions were going to do it, right?
And that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably not the time for Crocodile Rock.
Wouldn't have made sense.
All right. Tune in clue number 10. This is a short clue. But if you know the movie American Pie, you'll know this one. Because this is a scene where Oz sings a verse of this song when talking to Steve Stifler in the sauna room. Here's your tune, number 10.
Do you believe in magic?
Steve?
Hot Wings.
Do you believe in magic by the Lovin' Spoonful?
In a young girl's heart, how the music can free her whenever it starts and it's magic. If the music is groovy, it makes you feel happy like an old time movie.
Oh, Oz.
I'll tell you about
you sensitive jock, you.
What do I do? Do I play football or sing the glee club? I can do both.
So corny.
All right. Howie's dominating. He has 6. Steve has 1. Mate has 1. Tommy has 1. I am pointless.
You will get a point. I believe it. Because I've got 5 more tunes left here for everybody.
Okay.
And this is Name That Tune Questions Edition. Tune and clue number 11. There are a lot of questions in this song. Like, when will we share precious moments? Will I have to wait forever? Will I have to suffer and cry the whole night through? When will I see you again? When will our hearts beat together? Are we in love or are we just friends? Is this my beginning or is this the end?
That's a lot of questions.
It's like the whole song.
I mean, there's
actually
just so much that he doesn't know.
And it's a she.
Or
it's
she.
It's a couple of she's. It's 3 she's. And tune and
three she's.
Number 11.
Okay. I know the song.
When will I see you again?
Boy.
When will we share precious moments?
I remember that from the clue.
Will I have to wait?
Hot Wings.
When Will I See You Again by Diana Ross and the Supremes.
No. Is anybody going to get it?
Free beer.
Free beer.
When Will I See You Again? TLC.
No. This is When Will I See You Again by The 3 Degrees.
Oh my gosh.
Who?
When will our hearts beat together? Are we in love?
I'm going to turn this down. It's a bad era for music.
Love this
whatever
song.
Minute this song came out was a bad era.
So good. All right, it is time for Tune and Clue number 12. This singer used this tune as the name of his 1978 tour. He would wear really tight spandex and gyrate on stage. And when he sang the title song, hordes of women would scream back, "Yes!" to the question this song sang.
Oh, Steve.
Steve.
Rod Stewart, Do You Think I'm Sexy?
Oh, yeah.
That's right, Steve.
Was this the one that was on your mom's divorce mixtape?
No, this is, no, that was, It's Raining Men, maybe?
Oh, that might be it. Or I Am
oh, no,
Woman.
I Will Survive.
Oh, yeah. Big difference. Rod the Bod.
That's what they call
them? Yeah, Rod. I don't know. Yeah, it was then. It was in that era. Oh, yeah, it was Rod the Bod. Yeah, definitely.
Did he have a bodacious bod?
I mean, I guess for the ladies at that time, they thought so.
It's time for Tune and Clue number 13. And in this millennial tune, this singer has a strong message and a good question for her lover, former lover. She says, "Don't just walk away pretending everything's okay and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use when all your lies become your truths. And you know what? I don't care. Could you look me in the eye and tell me that you're happy now? Would you tell it to my face or have I been erased? Are you happy now?" Here's your tune number 13.
Now, don't just walk away.
All remember this.
Pretending everything's okay and you don't care about me.
Maitland. Ashley Simpson. Are you happy now?
No.
Doing her best Alanis Morissette impersonation.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I love this.
Like, I knew it wasn't Alanis, but I'm like, her style in this.
Same vibe.
Yeah. It's that kind of.
All right, we've got two more tunes and Name That Tune Questions Edition. It's time for Tune and Clue 14. This innocent love song is told from the perspective of a young man who is deeply in love and enjoys spending every waking moment with his sweetheart. In an era when most Americans married in their early 20s, these kind of songs often ended in wedding vows, but this boy band's lead singer took a different approach, making it a song about savoring their time in the present as they are too young to be married. Here's your tune, number 14.
Out there.
Hi.
Wouldn't It Be Nice by the Beach Boys.
That's right.
Hear that song without picturing Adam Sandler crying driving a sailboat from 51st Dates.
Oh yeah. Oh, my God, that is such a great movie. Okay, tune and clue number 15. This song is based on a real day in the life of this band's lead singer. It began with a very long meeting dealing with royalties for his songs. 11 hours in the tin pan. God, there's got to be another way, the song says. And the tin pan he's referring to is in Denmark Street in the Tin Pan Alley of London, where many music publishers and songwriters were based at the time. After this excruciating meeting, he received a large check for royalties. He left, went to the bar, and got wasted. In that bar, he encountered Paul Cook and Steve Jones of the Sex Pistols, who thought very highly of this singer for paving the way for punk rock music. The singer was conflicted because he feared his band had sold out, and seeing the Sex Pistols, who were icons of music and rebellion, exacerbated him even more. The singer left that bar so
Hot
drunk
wings.
That he passed out in a random doorway. Hot Wings.
Should I Stay or Should I Go by The Clash?
No.
Ah.
A policeman recognized the lead singer immediately. Like the song says, a policeman knew my name. And being kind, the police officer woke him up and told him, hey, you can sleep at home tonight instead of in a jail cell if you can't get up and walk away. Or if you can get up and walk away. The lead singer's response was, who the F are you? Here's your tune.
Oh.
Number 15.
Free beer.
The Who. Who are you?
That's right.
Is this the one where, when this played originally, they played the part where it said,
Who
the bleep are you?
Oh, yeah. When I grew up listening to classic rock, and they didn't bleep anything.
Yeah.